Good evening. Let's begin. So first of all, yeah, shikoach to Yona and Shoshi for hosting. Baruch Hashem, it's wonderful to be back in the new cycle of learning, and we're going to begin Parashas Lech Lecha. So we'll say we don't have to go far in the parasha. Oh, that's right. And also, all the shiurim this month are dedicated by Yona and Shoshi in commemoration of the upcoming yard site of Yona's grandfather, Zichrona Livracha. I apologize, I've been using the wrong name this whole month so far. No, I should have done my due diligence. Reb Gedalia Ben Yaakov. Ben Yaakov HaKohen. So we hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Shem will have an aliyah and the family in a chama. Let's begin. Lech Lecha. So this is a beautiful piece by Rabbi Nachman. We actually did a very similar piece by the Rebbe a few years back. Because the Rebbe goes ahead and kind of, you'll see, you'll recognize it when we begin to learn a little bit, because it's very much like something we had in the past. The Rebbe says here something really quite amazing. So Lech Lecha. So very much from Avram, Lech Lecha mi'artzucha mi'molatcha mi'savicha elo aretz asher areka. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately says to Avram Avinu, go from your land, from your birthplace, from the house of your father, to the land that I will show you. So the Rebbe says, look by paragraph A. Lech Lecha. V'zeu Lech Lecha, Lecha Daika. So the Rebbe here advances an idea which is not unique to Rabbi Nachman, which many of the Sfarim bring down. This idea that Lech Lecha means go and find yourself. Lech, travel Lecha to you. That the idea of the journey of Avram Avinu was not simply a journey of geographic relocation, but it was a journey of self-discovery. The Ribono Shel Olam commands Avram Avinu, go and find yourself. Go and try to see who the Lecha Lech. You know, sometimes you say to yourself, you know, why do I have to go somewhere in order to find myself? Well, you know the way that it works sometimes. Sometimes you have to change your life. Sometimes you have to change your circumstances. Sometimes you have to change your surroundings, ultimately, to be able to find yourself. See, so he goes on, he says, Shekol hiluchach unisiyascha yelecha ve'ilecha levad. Everything, everywhere you travel in life, everything you do, should always have one purpose. And that purpose is to journey to the self. That purpose is ultimately to find yourself. Haynu le'etzem nekudas ha'emes shezeu ikarcha b'chiyuscha. Ki ikra adam, hiu aneshama kidosha shebo. So we'll say, what does it mean? Lech lecha, go and find yourself. What does that mean? The idea ultimately is the true lecha, the true persona, the true atzmius of the individual is his neshama. So we'll say, sometimes in life we end up defining ourselves by our guf. We end up defining ourselves by our material size, by our physical size. But at the end of the day, the real thing that makes us who we are is not our physicality, but it's our spirituality, it's our neshama. So Lech Lecha, says the Rebbe, means go Avraham Avinu and find your neshama. Find Ikarcha v'chiyuscha, find your essence. Shezeh kol ha'odam, kimo shekasa b'svarim, umuva b'dvarav zal b'simin chaf beiz, shema shenikra eitzal ha'odam ani, hurak etzem ha'neshama. They both say, that's which we call the ani. The ani is the I. The I, for the Jew, is the neshama, is the soul. Ki besara adam, nikra besara adam. Your flesh is your flesh. The ikra adam, paragraph B, hu aneshama. The ikra of a person, ultimately, again, is his soul. That is the ikra. That is the primary aspect of being of the individual. Of aneshama, hi chilek elokam mimal shu etzema emes. And the neshama, of course, is a chilek, is a portion, is part of the Ribono Shel Olam. So therefore, v'zeh b'chinas nishmos Yisrael, she'eschilu me'avram shenema aleim kula zeremes. Paragraph C. V'zehu lech lecha, says the Rebbe. This is the meaning, ultimately, of the phrase, lech lecha. Shehainu, she'telech lecha ula'atzmecha. Avram, go and find yourself. Go and find yourself. Go and find who you are. Go and find your nekudas ha'emes. Go and find ikarcha, chiyuscha. Go and find nishmasecha. Go find yourself. Now, you have to understand something. Avraham Avinu is not sitting around and twiddling his thumbs just because he's not in Eretz Yisrael. Right? He's preaching to the masses. He's turning on people to monotheism. He's teaching the Dvar Hashem to the best of his ability. So he's doing great work. He's doing incredible work. But the Ribono Shel Olam says, despite all of that, Avraham Avinu, you haven't found yourself, which I will say is an incredible lesson if you think about it. That sometimes, we've seen this before many times in Rabbi Nachman, that sometimes a person could be doing good things, and a person could be engaging in the right types of decisions, but lav dafka, that I'm going down the path of self-actualization. Just like we know, a person could spend a whole lifetime doing maisim tovim, doing good things, doing acts of chasad, but lav davka that they fulfilled their tachlis. They didn't necessarily fulfill their purpose. Meaning, going ahead and being the kind of person who thinks about what's my purpose is different than just doing ma'asim. I could spend the whole day doing ma'asim tovim. I could go to the hospital and spend the whole day doing bikkur cholim. I could take out my checkbook and spend the whole day writing tzedakah checks. I mean, the ones by the end of the day probably won't clear, but I could spend the whole day doing any of these things, right? I could spend the whole day saying shalom aleichem to people, putting tefillin on people. I could spend the whole day doing, and again, they're all beautiful things. Does that necessarily mean that because I spend my days doing beautiful things that I've discovered my tachlis, that I've discovered my purpose, that I've actualized my very reason for existence? Not necessarily. Because the yisod in life is I have to figure out, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam put me in this world? What am I here to accomplish? Ma chovascha ba'olamecha. What is your purpose in this world? Right? At the end of the day, what am I here for? That says Rabbi Nachman is lech lecha. Avram, you're doing great work. Avram, you're a holy man. Avram, it's beautiful what you're doing. But you haven't discovered yourself. Lech lecha. You need to discover your neshama. Paragraph C. V'zeh lech lecha. Hainu shetei lech lecha. La'atzmecha. Dahainu le'etzem ha'emes shelcha. Avram, go. Go to yourself. Go to the etzem ha'emes. The essence of the truth of who you are. Sherak zeh nikra ani. I will say, says Rabbi Nachman, everywhere we go in life, every journey is in one direction. Every journey, every lech that we take always has one intended destination. Lucha. The goal in life is to discover, who am I? What am I? What's my tachlis? What's my purpose? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me here in this world? Every lech, every journey we take, always has to be lecha. He goes on, he says, Hainu shebecholi luchach begashmius v'ruchnius, telik rak la'asmecha, letzem nekudas ha'ames ha'mushosh b'cha, v'lo tistakel ha'shum ha'sosos u'pituyim shal sheker, ha'mach shech anpei b'riyasa ad shekashem o la'amod aleim. And Boaz said, here's the great challenge. Here's the great challenge. You know, sometimes you start on the journey and you have all the best intentions, and then what happens? You just get totally sidetracked. You get totally sidetracked. And you know, sometimes you get sidetracked in such a significant way. You know, people get sidetracked for years. People get sidetracked for decades. People get sidetracked for an entire lifetime. And then one day you wake up and you say to yourself, I don't understand how I'm here. I started on the journey. I started on the lecha to find myself. And somehow, some way, I just got distracted. Somehow, some way, I just stopped paying attention to the road. Somehow, some way, I just got caught up in all of the things around me, and I've lost my way. So the first thing that Rabbi Nachman, that the Rebbe teaches us, is that the primary journey that every single Jew takes is the lech lecha, is the journey to the self. I need to discover who I am. I need to discover what I am. I need to discover, as the Mesilas Yesharim says, macho vaso ba'olamo, why am I here in this world? How am I going to affect change? How will I make a difference? How is the world any different with me or without me? Right? We'll see if I think about this for just a moment. Like, what do I contribute to the table of mankind? Of course, again, if I wasn't here tomorrow, my family would miss me, of course. But is that it? Is that the sum total of my impact in life? So my immediate nuclear family. Now, again, that doesn't mean that that's bad, but the goal is to have a little bit more of a dramatic impact in some way, to make a difference in some way. The only way to make that difference is you have to discover who you are. And in order to discover who you are, you have to take the journey. You have to take the journey, the lech lecha, paragraph D. Now get ready for this. So the Rebbe now expounds on this a bit, and he says the following. V'zeu lech lecha mi'artzecha mi'moladecha mi'beisavicha. Now if you notice again, the Rebbe doesn't just say, the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just say, Avraham Avinu, take the journey. But he says, take the journey, and I need you to leave three places. I need you to leave your land, I need you to leave your birthplace, and I need you to leave your father's home. What does this mean? So the Rebbe says, each of these things represent potential obstacles to growth. So what's Arzicha? Tahinu me'a'ir v'hamedino sh'niskadlo ba. Ki zeh adua. Sh'aklipa kama l'pri. U'b'chol eretz u'b'chol makom afa pi sh'yesham har betov. Afa yish b'chol makom kama minei chashichos hamachshichim es ha'emes. Dainu, Masha Bechol Eretz Ru Eretz Rubam Rodfim Achar Taibus, or Beprat Achar Hamaman Vaha Kovid. Kiluzah Derech Nitan Misinai Chas Vishalom. So the Rebbe says, what is Eretz? What does Eretz mean? Eretz means earth. Earth represents really, he's saying his birthplace, but it's, well, actually your land in which you were from. But Eretz, the earth represents materialism. So sometimes, again, we get so caught up in materialism. Sometimes we get so caught up in our gashmius. You know, we begin a journey of life wanting to become exceptional people, wanting to become special, and then kind of we just get caught up in the material successes. Now, by the way, I just want to point out parenthetically, Rabbi Nachman is therefore not saying, don't worry about the gashmius, only focus on the ruchnius. Because remember again, it doesn't go unnoticed. What's Avram Avinu's financial situation? He's doing well for himself, Baruch Hashem. And by the way, he only gets richer as the parasha goes on. So, and by the way, that's by design. Because if Avram Avinu was poor, you know, living in a hovel, someone might have thought that the only way to find the Kodesh Baruch Hu is if you swear off materialism. The Avos are wealthy. The Avos are wealthy. The Melech, the king of Klal Yisrael, has to be wealthy. The idea is, we do not think that wealth is a bad thing. We just understand that wealth could be a potential danger. And it becomes a danger when it overtakes your entirety. That's me'artzacha. So lech lecha, you want to go on the journey for your, to find yourself, to find your neshama. Well, first thing you have to do is you have to leave me'artzacha. You have to ask yourself, what is your relationship with the material world? Do you have a healthy balance? Do you have a healthy equilibrium? Or does the materialism take over the majority of your life to the point that you have no energy anymore? You have no drive, you have no desire to be anything more spiritual. He goes on, paragraph E. Kilo zehaderach lavo latachlis haniskil olam abal. So the first thing that's wrong with Avraham Avinu, you want to find lecha, you want to find yourself, you want to find your neshama. First thing is you have to leave artzicha. Make sure you're not living a life where there's an overemphasis on materialism. Enjoy the material world, but enjoy it responsibly. Enjoy it, but don't make it the be all end all of your existence. Enjoy it, but don't let it drive every single decision that you make. Artzicha, you have to learn to distance yourself, to detach yourself from the earthly, from the mundane, physical, earthly, material pleasures. What's next? Mimolaritcha. Dainu, shiyetze mehara v'achoshech shiyesh bo mitad ha'olada, b'chinas hein ba'avon cholati, kimo shekasa v'aposek hema v'aviyem, v'chemi beis. So also listen to this. What does molaritcha mean? This is amazing. This is amazing. We are each born with predispositions and proclivities for certain things. For certain things. You know, I'll tell you something so interesting. I'm participating in a medical ethics conference about substance abuse. And so I actually just learned, they don't call it substance abuse anymore. They call it substance use disorder. What's the chav? Substance abuse sounds like a person is making an active decision to abuse substances. But we know that sometimes when a person has certain addictions, certain substances, so some of it is genetic, meaning not all of it is because a person, you can have a person who's in a bad situation, not only because he's making bad decisions, but because he may have certain genetic predispositions for certain types of behaviors. It's such an incredible, and we see this in many different things. So I'll tell you something amazing. The Rebbe says, we're all born with predispositions. And we're all born with proclivities, and we're all, you know, each of us has, it's always an interesting thing to see, you know, what people have a Yetzer Hara for, right? And it's always interesting to see that this one's Yetzer Hara is not like this one. I'm not a psychologist, but I have to imagine that somebody should do a study, right? Get a group of 10, especially men, because they always have more interesting Yetzer Haras than women, right? So get 10 men together and ask each of them, what's your Yetzer Hara? And again, usually you're going to get, obviously there's some commonality, But each of us have our own struggles. We each find ourselves struggling with different things. Maybe some of the same, but each of us probably have our own particular area of weakness with which we perpetually struggle. That's because there are certain things that we're born with. But here's the beauty of Yiddishkeit, that Rabbi Nachman's telling us that even if you're born with it, doesn't mean you can't overcome it. Doesn't mean you can't conquer it. That even if I'm born with a particular proclivity, even if I'm born with a certain predisposition, like the Gemara says, you know, the Gemara says that somebody who's born under the zodiac of Mars, right, of Mars, so the Gemara says he's going to be a shofech dam, he's going to spill blood. He's going to spill blood. So the Gemara says, okay, maybe you're going to spill blood, but what? But what? You can decide how. Right? You could be a murderer, that is true, but you could also be a shochet, you could be a moel, you could be a surgeon, you could be a butcher. Right? Meaning, there are many things that you could do. The idea is that what Judaism tells us is, don't blame anything on your nature. Don't blame anything on your predispositions or your proclivities. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu programmed you with it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gave you the ability to overcome, transcend it, and to change it. Says the Rebbe, listen to this. That's moladitcha. Chodesh Baruch Hu says, Avraham Avinu, I need you to leave moladitcha, your birthplace. What does your birthplace mean? Your birthplace, Avram, you're a man, right? You're a human being. You're a basa of Adam. See, you are born with certain weaknesses, and you are born with certain predispositions, and you are born with certain proclivities. But Avram, do not be a victim to them. Instead, overcome them. Instead, conquer them. Instead, own them. I need you to leave moladitcha. So many times in life, we allow ourselves to fail, and we blame our failures on, well, this is who I am. No, you have to reframe that statement. It's not who you are. This is who you allow yourself to be. Life is not about this is who I am. This is who I allow myself to be. So that ultimately says the Rebbe's moladitcha. Even if you have a predisposition or proclivity for something, find the strength to transcend it. V'chemi beis avicha. What's the last one, Bosai? Beis avicha. What does beis avicha mean? Shehu mishpachta. Oh, Bosai. Here's where it gets interesting. So what happens? He says, Avram, you're also going to have to leave your family. What does that mean? Ki yesh kama shtusim ushkarim. Paragraph F. Shenidbak bo mitzad mishpachta. So Bosai, what does the Rebbe say? Every family has baggage. Every family has baggage. Everybody's got their stuff. Got their stuff. The difference is, you know, often you don't realize that your baggage is baggage until you get out of your family, you grow up, and you realize, wow, that actually was pretty dysfunctional, right? That actually was, like, pretty abnormal. And then I would say, what becomes the challenge? The challenge becomes not to repeat it. The challenge becomes to break the cycle. That's beis avicha. Avram, I'm sure you saw some good stuff in your family growing up, and I'm sure you saw some really bad stuff in your house growing up. You do not have to replicate, or you don't have to be the same person your father was. You don't have to be the same, you don't have to have the same mishpacha that your family had. Break the cycle. And look what he says. He said, the Lashon here says, Kish kama shtusim. Every family has some shtus. Right? Every family has some silliness. Ushkarim, some lies. Shenidbak bo mitzad mishpachto. Shemachzikin asman l'miyuchasim gedolim. Some people think that their mishpacha is all heleg, all miyuchas, wonderful yichos. Ukilu kol kavod shayach lem. Ukiyotzi bozeh shtar shtusim bilbulim. So what happens? Sechaz Baruch says, Adam Avinu, listen, I know your family. And you've got a lot of baggage. You've got a lot of... Again, you want to speak about dysfunctional, like, father-son relationships. No matter how dysfunctional a relationship a person may think they have, one thing most people could say is that their father didn't throw them into a fiery furnace. Okay, might have done a lot of other stuff, but he didn't try to have me killed. Right? He didn't try to have me killed. You should give your father a shkoyach for that. You know, at least, he didn't throw me into a fiery furnace. Right? He maybe messed up and all that, but he didn't throw me into a fiery furnace. The idea, Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, Avraham Avinu, is... You need to overcome the baggage. You're starting new. You're starting new. You need to overcome the baggage. You need to blaze your own trail. You need to be your own kind of man. You need to be a different kind of father, a different kind of husband, a different kind of balabas. So then it goes on, Mikulam, Tziva la Hashem Yisbarach, I'm in three lines down in paragraph F, Tziva la Hashem Yisbarach, Sheyetze v'yelech mehem lecha daiko, da'inu la'atzmecha, shu etzem nekudas ha'emes shu kala adam. Va'az, Tavo el ha'aretz asher ar'eko shu eretz Yisrael ve'eschal le'goy gadol. So the Rebbe says, so we'll say, if we just bring this together outside for just a moment, the Rebbe sees in this pasuk not just an incredible insight for Avraham Avinu, but an incredible insight for life. Avraham Avinu wasn't the only one who was given the tzivoy of Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha is something that applies to all of us. The journey of Lech Lecha is the journey to the self. The most important journey in life. I have to find who I am. I have to find what I am. I have to discover the power and the beauty and the holiness of my neshama. That's the ultimate journey that we each have to take. But says Rabbi Nachman, in order to find your neshama, in order to make the journey to the self, first thing you have to do is you have to free yourself of the things which hold you back. And I will say, what are the things that hold us back? Number one, artzicha. Sometimes we have an unhealthy relationship with materialism, with the earth. And we have to reestablish that equilibrium. We don't have to be ascetic. We don't have to swear off material pleasures. But we do have to find the right kind of balance in life. We do have to find that correct equilibrium. Avram, you have to be careful that you always forge that proper relationship, that proper balance between your ruchnius and your gashmius. Next, mimoladetcha. Avram, you have to leave your birthplace. You may have certain proclivities, certain predispositions. You have to find the koach to conquer them, to overcome them. Just because you're born a certain way does not mean you have to remain that way. You have the ability to change. You have the ability to transcend. You have the ability to overcome. And lastly, mibeis avicha. Everyone has baggage from their mishpacha. But at some point in time, a person has to check their baggage. At some point in time, a person has to say, you know what? I will not live the same way, in the same life, with the same type of ideas and ideals. I choose to break the cycle. And therefore, the Rebbe teaches us that if we want to truly be successful in the Lech Lecha, the journey to the self, then we have to strike that right balance with our Gashmias and Ruchnias. We have to find a way, ultimately, again, to overcome our internal, inherent weaknesses, and we have to find a way to let go of the baggage of the past. We should be Zoche Meretz Hashem, that just as Avraham Avinu was successful in his journey of Lech Lecha, that we should be Zoche Meretz Hashem to do the same.